fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 17th day of March, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that is just as important, if not more so than ever. All the public meetings in my county, in Crawford County, Missouri, begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with prayer. We all need to be praying for protection, praying for wisdom, and praying for guidance. These next several weeks will be historic. They already are historic. And you will see things happen that you never dreamed would ever take place. Moving on from there, On Guard oil is still available from doTERRA. Most of the other On Guard products are sold out, and I'm sure will continue to be for some period of time. The second hour will teach you how to make your own On Guard using doTERRA oils. And, of course, we still have Berkey water filters for sale. I'll be talking to Berkey today. They are covered up, absolutely covered up, with a three-week turnaround time for delivery. Hopefully they're still taking orders. We have patient waiting in the green room, Steve Ben-Noon. I think Steve is going to be with us right now. If not, it'll be a few minutes. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, are you there, sir? Okay, he hasn't joined us yet, but he will join us in a few moments. And he has a new video at his website at IsraeliNewsLive.org that we'll be talking about that. The title of that new video is What No One Else Will Tell You. All right. Among all the things concerning the Wuhan virus, Wuhan coronavirus, is what's going on in Iran. Iran has the most confirmed cases outside of China. It will run rampant through Iran, absolutely rampant. Iran will probably take one of the worst hits on the planet. Why would that be, John? Well, we're all hearing the precautions, which include frequent hand washing with warm soapy water. Frequent hand washing with warm soapy water. Well, here's your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. Almost nobody in Iran has ever touched soap with their hands to wash their bodies, their hands, or even their clothing. I'm serious. Almost nobody in Iran has ever used toilet paper. There's obviously no shortage of toilet paper in Iran because, well, people don't use toilet paper. Can you think of a greater prescription for an absolute disaster than what I just described? An entire country, which includes not just Iran, of course, all of Iran, most of the Middle East, all the Muslim countries. Of course, Israel is not a Muslim country. It's a Jewish country. And they actually use soap and toilet paper in Israel. At least the Jewish people do, and the Christians. But the coronavirus will decimate the Muslim world. It won't be restricted to Iran once it gets into the rest of the Muslim world, because almost nobody in the Muslim world uses soap or uses toilet paper. And it will be devastating to the Muslim world. And in Iran, it's already becoming that way with the number of infected people and the number of fatalities. It's a shame. A lot of innocent men, women, children who are caught up in this freakish, barbaric, dangerous religion, quote-unquote religion, called Islam. The goal of Muslims is to duplicate as best they can the life of Muhammad, the prophet, the murderer, pedophile, Muhammad. And there's two parts to this. One is the Quran, as Hussein Obama would say, the Holy Quran. And, of course, the Hadith, which is a collection of books that document the life of Muhammad in great, great detail. Giving all the Muslim world, more than a billion people, all the information they need to duplicate the life of Muhammad. Muhammad didn't like dogs, but he liked cats. So most Muslims don't have dogs. There's some that do. Muhammad married his favorite wife. He had quite a few wives. But his favorite wife was 7 years old when he married her. But he did the right thing. Did not consummate the marriage until she was 9 years old. At least the girl was potty trained. And of course, getting back to an earlier premise, Muhammad did not use soap. And Muhammad did not use toilet paper. So therefore, most of the 1 billion plus Muslims on the planet don't use soap and don't use toilet paper either. Here locally where I am, the local university, University of Missouri Science and Technology, is run, the local campus, the president of the local campus in Rolla, Missouri, is a Muslim. His name is Muhammad. I'm shocked. The university installed little squirting hoses like you've got on your kitchen sink where you squirt your dishes off next to all the toilets in the restrooms on campus. So the Muslims can squirt their bottoms when they're finished using the toilet. And of course, the students I've talked to, I've known, since I live in this area, I've known a number of students and faculty and so forth. The students, the Caucasian American students, when there's a Muslim student in the class, they sit as far away from that student as they can from the Muslim. Why would that be? Well, how about body odor? Sitting next to an 18, 19, 20-year-old young man who's never touched soap in his life for his body or for his clothing. You think there might be some body odor there? Well, the more wealthier students, Muslim students, they do use a lot of cologne, which is just about as bad. In an unsuccessful attempt to cover up the body odor, it just makes a stinking mess is all it does. I'm looking forward to getting Steve on here with us. Steve Ben Noon. Steve and I met about a year ago in Cincinnati. We hit it off real well, found a lot of common ground in our working careers, our background, our beliefs, and we've become pretty good friends this past year. I visited him at his home in Florida last month. And he put on, organized a speaking event for the two of us and his wife, of course, Yana, there in Florida. And Steve, are you here, sir?
I am here, John.
Okay. I was just mentioning how you and I met about a year ago in Cincinnati, how we hit it off so well with our commonality of experience, our careers, and our beliefs, and that you put together the speaking event for you and myself and your lovely wife in Orlando last month also. Steve, before you came on, I was talking about Iran and how Iran has the most number of cases of the Wuhan coronavirus outside of China and the most fatalities outside of China, and how I'm shocked and surprised that a country where almost nobody has ever touched soap or toilet paper would have such a problem. And that includes the entire Muslim world, not just Iran. This virus will sweep through the Muslim countries, won't it, sir?
You know, it will, and one of the insights that I've been given is that certain places, there's three different strains or four different strains that have been detected, but in one of the intels that I've been given is that it is genetically modified for certain groups, and Iranians are one of those genetic predisposition groups that it will affect more adversely than others.
Well, then that's a double whammy. When the virus itself has been modified to have more impact, and the people themselves, the entire population, has never touched soap or toilet paper. That sounds like a prescription for disaster to me. How about you?
Well, it definitely is a ship for disaster, because washing the hands is a big part of it, and I was reminded of that from my own intel source the other day. Be sure to use a lot of sanitizer, you know, so because it's just easily spreadable. And, you know, it was confirmed to me, too, that this was released airborne and not just from coughing and sneezing. So I think that was the mechanism of deployment. It doesn't mean that it was I don't think that that's necessarily how it continues to develop, but
when you say released airborne, you mean with intent it was released,
yes,
airborne.
It was a bio weapon, and it was deployed intentionally. Now, as far as the spreading to different parts of the world, things like that, I can't say that that's the case, but from different things, I would say from what I gather, John, it was multiple places that it was released and not just a single place. The Wuhan, even from some of the other evidence that has been presented, may not have been the ground zero. There were other cases already from autopsies that were listed as influenza that were actually COVID-19 on the autopsy report. And that was actually, some of those are dated before Wuhan. There was a Japanese man visiting Honolulu that contracted it before Wuhan broke out. But again, this is, from what I have been told, this has been used more as a distraction of sorts than anything else. It's the big picture is going to be coming into play. I've been given two scenarios, of course, different people, but this morning I got in more information, and they're talking about a global reset. This was the ideal opportunity for a global reset, is to do it under the cover of a virus. And I guess we could even say that, whether or not it's
back up a bit. Global reset. Explain that term, please.
That's the economy being reset, as it was written out to me this morning in a message that We know the stock market is overinflated. It's got to come back down to reality. I've got a daughter that's in banking, high up in banking, and she was telling me about meetings that they were involved in. One of the topics of discussion was a cashless society after this all pans out. And of course, there, nothing being said as far as like some, secret knowledge there. It's just they're prepare for that because of, okay, we're going to have to destroy all the currency. So that's where you get that deep of information. Will they actually be able to pull this off or not? I don't know, but it's not too hard because most everything we do in the first place practically today is done by debit cards and things of that nature there. So,
right. Physical currency is what 3 to 5% of the money supply, physical currency, paper dollars.
Exactly, and it's normally used just by the poorest of menial tasks that are being done, and it's where people can still get paid. And of course, it's used a lot with illegal workers because it's the only way you can pay them. And they'll be able to remain, undetected. So that's all going to change. But it's a bad situation, John. And of course, they're also talking about with a quarantine and with a lockdown, which I think they're looking at around the 22nd of this month, doing that for a 2-week period. One source I have said that this is when they're going to roll out the 5G, and they will put all that in place while everybody's in a lockdown. They'll roll out the military in order to make sure people stay locked down and to make sure that there's no looting or things like that. So these are some of the other things that are going on.
Back up a bit. Every combat soldier in the United States of America would fit in one football stadium. Every one of them, about 80,000. You spread it out over 50 states, you don't have very many people at all. I don't see how the military could possibly maintain very much control for very long, 24/7. I simply don't see the numbers there, Steve.
I don't see it either, John. But I do know, as I spoke to you privately, there is a subliminal way that they are planning on doing targeted disarmament. And there are certain events that are being created for that purpose where they can do this slowly over the course of, say, the next year. So this virus is only just one of things that are coming this way. And then and in the process of all this, they're going to slowly but surely disarm the people because they said that there's no other way to do it. They can't just come out and do a full disarmament. They've got to use situations like Hurricane Katrina where a disaster comes in and they can move in and just control certain areas and utilize that particular timing to be able to do so.
Well, funny you should mention it because yesterday the mayor of New Orleans announced a ban on the sale of firearms and transportation of firearms. The current mayor of New Orleans just yesterday did that.
And there's another state that has also followed suit in that as well, but it was, I forget which state it was, it's up in the north, it's a ban of
It's not a state, it's a Chicago suburb, by the way.
Okay, Chicago.
A suburb of Chicago. So, we have a break here, Steve. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 17th of March, here at Republic Broadcasting, visiting with Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Let's continue, Steve.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But at any rate there, where did we leave off at?
Well,
There's so much going on in my brain.
Yeah, we were talking about gun ban in the Chicago suburb, sales of guns in the Chicago suburb. Under martial law, typically we see sales of alcohol and firearms and ammunition curtailed under most martial law scenarios. There was a lawsuit that against New Orleans, the city of New Orleans, following Hurricane Katrina, concerning the gun confiscation they did, and of course the city of New Orleans lost that lawsuit. Hopefully they'll learn from that and not attempt such a thing again. The disarming the American public is high on the agenda of the New World Order, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it very much is, and they're not going to give up on that either, John. They're going to keep pushing for that one way or the other. This is one of the reasons why my own source there was saying that they wanted to do targeted disarmament to avoid warfare, as he put it. So they know that if they were to just start rounding up, that would create a major crisis and would cause major problems here. So they can't do that. And so they have been working for a number of years creating scenarios that they could bring about that would allow, as it is termed, the targeted disarmament. And that's what they're going to do. And this, of course, is just one of those scenarios. My thought, John, is that when you're dealing with, once you deal with the quarantine, this would be when they would be able to look at that and see what's really going on. They would be able to see, you know, okay, you get riots here or something like that. And then they can justify it, because the whole purpose is to be able to, for everything to be able to be done to where nobody knows how it was done, when it was done, or in other words, if you've got a riot going on here, okay, yeah, they took away the guns from the people that were rioting. So no one suspects that this was an actual disarmament. And that's how they'll pull it off, one by one. And of course, you know, they've got the laws, things like that already too. And so the people would actually, under those things, they can target different individuals there, maybe say they have more stockpiles than anybody else. And who knows what all the different scenarios are, but I know that there's more than a dozen scenarios that are planned over the next year. So imagine it's going to be one event after another now.
Right, right. Well, I know in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, the sheriff won't go along with that. The chiefs of police won't go along with that. The mayors won't go along with it. And my hillbilly neighbors, they will stand and fight before they'll give up a single round of ammunition, let alone a firearm.
I think that what they'll probably do in a case like that, John, those places will probably be safe at the very last.
That's my guess.
They've already got everything else that's under control, then they'll deal with those.
That's the same analysis that I came up with. And I'm going to ask you a question. During the War of Northern Aggression, 1864 to 1861, 1865, which of the states had the most battles of all the states during that period? Which state?
I would probably say Georgia.
Missouri.
Oh, Missouri.
Missouri. No, we didn't have the classic Napoleonic 2,000 soldiers against 2,000 soldiers. No, what we had in Missouri was the best guerrilla warfare territory in the country. And that territory has not changed. It's still the best guerrilla warfare territory in the United States. These hills are...
Plenty of caves, in other words.
Say again?
Plenty of caves, in other words.
Caves and what locals call hollows and pretty remote areas, ideal ambush sites, thousands and thousands of ideal ambush sites. So the New World Order better just... pass on Missouri, quite frankly, or they should be bringing, be prepared to write lots of letters to the parents of the New World Order soldiers that die when they attempt to do anything here in the Ozarks.
Exactly. You know, John, the thing is, too, that concerns me, and this is something that's been going around. Dr. Lorraine Day actually said that she believes that this is the time that they're going to start doing what they call the red flag roundups, is while everybody is locked down in their homes thinking that nothing really big is going on.
Hold on, we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 17th day of March, visiting with Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You can learn a lot there. You can learn a lot. There's articles there that will inform you, entertain you. Our coronavirus section continues to grow. We have a letter there from Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz will be my guest Tuesday morning, first hour. And you'll get an earful from a world-class expert in this area of biological weapons. Also, my website, if you want to have a stronger immune system, well, that would part of that would be sleeping better at night. If you want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do, well, get yourself an energy cleaner. I'm picking up a fresh batch. Let's see, today's Tuesday, Thursday morning from Tom Berryhill. And I've got all the mattress pads in stock ready for immediate shipment. The energy cleaner will help you sleep better at night, help you wake up pain-free with more energy like I do every morning. $285 shipping included to American zip codes, and I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line. Orders only, please, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Steve, we got our first caller on hold here. Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. You're on the air.
Hello, John. I had it on mute. Let me get out away from the barn and the crowing roosters and what have you. I agree with this red flag law. I think it's gonna be rather curious, to say the least, how they exercise that. Did you see where that woman governor of New Mexico? I still can't get away from the stinking animals. They passed some pretty tough gun control laws, and she got up and said, hey, sheriffs and counties, if you don't like it, I suggest you resign. Did you see that about a week or so ago, John?
It got past me.
I read the article, and I thought, I don't know. People that elect people like that, I'm beginning to wonder if they don't deserve what they get. Unfortunately, the rest of us are caught up in the masses. But Saturday, I guess it was, the closest good grocery shopping in Walmart is 25 miles from us, south towards Austin. And I've got ham buddies, and I was listening to them and talking to them. And one of them went in to get his stuff for the week on Saturday, and they were lines, and of course, a lot of paper was gone, amongst other things. And was talking to a checkout clerk, and now this is a major grocery store, Rivals, based in Texas. Rivals, the biggest Walmart that you're a superstore. And the smallest, depending on the location. People were driving 35 to 60 miles from Austin up there to that little, this little town, Lampasas, to do their shopping, thinking that they'd have more food and goods available than they would in the greater Austin area. They've got Sam's, Walmart, the HEBs that I'm referring to, and other stores, but they was already driving that far. Well, one of my ham buddies, he goes to the meat market there and got a show counter there, and old boy says, what you see in there is all I got. He said, I sell these family packs maybe one a day, one a week. He said, I sold over 16 today. I'm out. I don't know when I'm going to get any more. Well, the same buddy, he's a butcher slaughter meat market in Hamilton, Texas. Now, y'all can get on your Google map and look at it. Google, do a search for Hamilton and Austin. He called up there yesterday. He said, I want to go up and get me some sausage and bacon and what, Eddie, because he likes the way they make it. He says, don't come up here. He said, I'm out. He said, we were sold out over the weekend, primarily from people from Austin, 114 miles one way, buying up everything we had. So,
Well, Jerry, that's a good report, and that duplicates what's happening all over the country. It's not unusual. That's become the norm all over the United States.
Yeah.
People are afraid.
People are fearful. Jerry, anything else?
Well, that's it. Just be aware of your surroundings, everybody, and try to stay safe. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
And pray for our country and our president. Bye-bye.
Well, Jerry's comments are indicative of what's taking place all over the country, aren't they, Ben? Aren't they, Steve?
They are. When I was, when it first began, and of course, we saw it coming, so we were already kind of prepared anyway, so that wasn't really a big deal. But some friends that I had, they didn't know and they didn't believe me, so I went down to Walmart, took pictures of all the empty shelves, but there was one shelf that was not empty. It was actually stocked full. That was the Corona beer section. And, I wonder if they're worried that the beer might have the virus.
Well, people are avoiding Chinese restaurants because they think there might be more virus there than some other restaurant. But that's, of course, several states right next to me, Illinois, has shut down all restaurants except for carryout. We got another caller here, my friend Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, John. I'll give an update later, but I just had some information to run by Steve Van Noon. There's a video out by Dana Ashley, and apparently in California, some folks filmed right by a road a very long train with flatbeds on it carrying military vehicles, which were eight wheels. And she went in, and she took that video, and she analyzed the photos of the vehicles and identified them. And basically, they're urban warfare vehicles. They're green-colored, and they have, like a square panel on them that can be directed. And she showed on the military website, the manufacturer's website, that they can knock people over with, I guess, directed energy. Now, I don't think... it was indicated where they were going to or where they ended up. Do you have any comments on this?
I have heard some of these things going on, and of course, different places. In fact, and you're probably aware of this too, John, Leon mentioned about seeing a train load of military vehicles just recently. And... Right. Going west. So, you comment on that, John. We've had these types of reports before.
A friend of mine, we use a pseudonym, Billy Bob, over the road truck driver. He was reporting on my show about 3 months ago about a similar trains that he saw, and he was a former railroad employee. Flatbed trains loaded with United Nations vehicles headed towards the interior of our country. So that's another brick in the wall, as we say, Dave, of similar type activity.
Well, I think there's very, very much specifics in this because Dana Ashley, just having a broad knowledge and the ability to research, identified at least three or four types of vehicles that were clearly the same on the military websites. So the identity of these vehicles is in her video. Secondly, what is your impression of the viability of this COVID-19 virus, which is now mutated, but on different surfaces, and on the hand? I heard that in the hand it's only 5 minutes, and there's a Princeton study, which I could go over that data later. John might have some different information too. So. I'm getting some very conflicting information, but what I've concluded is that the best time of the day to shop in a store is when they first open, because the air, the 10-5 micron particles of aerosol have settled by that time onto the floor or onto objects, and the lifetime as airborne is very low. Other surfaces would be cleaner at that time.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. It does make sense. That's good information.
What's your comment, Steve, on the viability on surfaces? How long this is alive? Are viable? It's never alive.
My phone cut out. What was that? The viability of
How long is the COVID-19 virus viable on different surfaces or in the air? What have you heard?
I've heard as much as 30 days, but whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. There's so much different information, disinformation that is being put out about this virus. One thing that I will note, though, that I thought was interesting is that when the president announced, you know, of course, we'll end up in a lockdown eventually here, but when he was talking about the time frame that in April we'll get back to normal, that was kind of an interesting point to note, because it's almost as if, okay, the government already knows, well, okay, this is going to be over. Once we do our quarantine, it's going to be over within, let's say, 30 days or 2 weeks or whatever the case may be. How do they know that it's going to be past that quick?
Well, he said last night, July or August of this year, expect it to go that long. Okay. That's what he is hearing. He said that right on his announcement yesterday.
Now, was that based on lockdown or just as far as having to deal with the virus in its worst stage?
He's not real specific.
Okay. Yeah, so it makes it difficult to know for sure what's going on. I do actually have a question to see, John, if you know the answer or anybody knows the answer to this. It's a question we've been wondering is, will they use this opportunity to try to round up dissenters? I know Lorraine Day put that out herself on her side. Her husband is she was a trauma surgeon. She believes that they will actually use this opportunity during the shutdown, because if it goes to a martial law, to try to round up dissenters that are on the red flag list, things of that nature. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Well, if Hillary
it's about time they did it.
If Hillary is president, that would happen with no doubt. We do have Donald Trump standing between.
We're not talking about people like Hillary. We're talking about people like... what we're doing right now, for example, is...
No, I'm saying if Hillary was president, what you're saying would happen without a doubt.
Okay.
But we still have what I believe to be a patriotic president who will not allow that to happen. That's my belief. Dave, you got anything else for us before we move on?
Yes. Two other things quickly. One is using a frequency for DNA disruption, using specific frequencies. That would be a potential solution. It's like a Raymond Rife type of technique, using the absorption at a resonant frequency of a particular virus. That's one possible solution, how that could be employed, if it will be employed, et cetera. The second thing is my sister sent me a prophecy of the shaking. And this was done by a guy, he was from Israel, and he had a full Chinese crowd. There's different shaking prophecies, I think. But this particular one, the guy said he was from Israel, and I could believe it. He was speaking to a Chinese crowd. I can give more information on that later.
Okay.
Have you heard about the prophecy of the shaking?
I have not. Steve,
there are several ones out there, and I've not heard about the one from Israel, but I know that there are several, just like Dean Koot's book where he wrote about 12 years ago or something about this virus that's going to strike.
39 years
ago. It actually even gives a year. Okay, 39 years ago.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things like that out there. Maybe that's why sometimes I can't help but wonder if these things are not... more planned than they are just natural occurring.
Dave, we need to move on. So, Dave, thank you for your call, sir. Our next caller is Randy in Missouri. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I didn't have anything profound to add, except for I just wanted to make some observations in regards to the testing involved and the president's state of medical emergency address that he gave on Friday in regards to Roche Pharmaceuticals. We're now told they're kind of in the lead with the testing because of the emergency that was declared and all the money that was allocated to the pharmaceutical companies. The government's now bought all these high-tech testing machines or computers that they've sent out to all their health departments. But if we go back a little bit, first we had the CDC test kits that were failed that they sent out a month ago or longer, and then we had a second batch of tests go out last week or 2 weeks ago that were incomplete. They didn't have everything that they needed for the testing. And, as soon as a state of emergency is declared, voila, we have these machines, these testing machines, automatically being sent out and bought. And it just reeks of the Michael Chernoff playbook, where the scanning machines were used, bought up by Homeland Security and sent out to all the airports. It seems to be some kind of insider trading going on there. But also in regards to the testing that's going on, it's amazing. You know, we've got a couple of pharmaceutical companies that already have a vaccine. This outfit in Texas that was promoted on Fox News, Gaffet out of Houston, some genetic operation. They already had a vaccine. They announced, February 18th. At the same time, he had some police in Israel said they were just 2 weeks away from having a vaccine. Isn't it amazing that they already had a vaccine, but yet nobody was able to get tested
I'm
for
shocked.
The disease?
I'm surprised. Randy, thank you for the call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
More here on Tuesday, the 17th of March. Steve had to take off for an appointment. He'll be back next week. Steve's website is israelinewslive.org. Let's see. Our next caller here is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good morning, John. The reason why I'm calling, there was an interview with a doctor from Johns Hopkins. He's saying that we can more than likely expect 3 months of this containment, because this is basically how long it took for the Spanish flu pandemic.
Okay, so well, that's good
it's
news.
It's not unrealistic to expect 3 months. Right. I'm going to be posting that on your Facebook as well, so that people can go and listen to what he has to say. And the governor here in New York is basically following the very plan that he's calling for the restaurants and all these other things to be shut down and whatnot. Because even though the young people may not die from this, they most certainly can contract it and carry it to others. So it's really necessary that the youth do listen and do pay attention. The other thing is I put several nutraceutical things up on your Facebook. I encourage everyone to go look there. It would be good if maybe if we could even incorporate them in your website. I'm also hoping that you could also post some of the frequencies that I sent you. I don't know whether that's possible or if that's a good idea on the website or not.
Radio frequencies?
Yeah. I think it would be good if we shared that list with Tom Berryhill.
What would person hear when they listen to these radio frequencies?
Well, they're as far as American disaster frequencies, they're HF frequencies, so that we can know what's actually going on worldwide. You know, right. how things are getting better or not getting better and whatnot.
Okay.
You know, and also knowing what things are going on around us as far as our own personal safety and security.
Right. Well, that's good.
Especially since, there's talk about military things going on and whatnot. You know, anything as far as us being invaded by foreign entities, that kind of thing.
All right. Very good, Elizabeth. Thank you for the help. Appreciate the call. Anything else?
If you get a chance, do give me a call later.
Of course, we'll talk.
I have some other things that I'd like to talk with you privately and discuss.
Absolutely. We'll talk later. I appreciate the call. Our last caller this hour is John in Tennessee. John, we're almost out of time here, sir.
Good morning, John. Let me give you a website, if you don't mind, the centerforstrategichealth.org. And then you can look for Event 201. You can see that the CDC, the CIA, Johns Hopkins, Bill and Melinda Gates. They had an event in October of 2019 called Event 201, whereby they discussed raising money for global health using a pandemic coronavirus outbreak.
That's right. That did in fact take place. You're right, John.
Okay,
It did, in fact, take place. You're right. Thank you for the call, sir. We got a break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.